holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Why is God loving the world and He told us not to love it?
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a wonderful day and you're a wonderful people. Splendid, splendid, splendid time to be alive. Splendid time to have one more day to ask God for guidance. Just a wonderful time, regardless of what's going on with the economy, what's going on all over the world, if there are any wars or anything like that. Listen, it's still a good time to be able to ask God for guidance. Listen, if you're in trouble, I suggest you ask God for all the guidance that you can get, because nobody will give you the answers that you need unless God gives it to them to give to you. So you can wait for them to give it to you, or you can ask God and God can give it to you. But whatever it is, if you're in trouble, ask God. Ask God on what you're supposed to do, how long you're supposed to wait, if you're not supposed to wait, if you're supposed to attack, whatever it is, ask God, what are you supposed to do? And sometimes, you know, He will actually show you straight out what you're supposed to know. He will, because He don't want you messing up His plan. That's why we ask Him. We don't mess up His plan. We do what we're supposed to do. We ask Him and we wait for His guidance. And if He's the guide, let Him be the guide. We can't be guided and be the guide at the same time. You let God be the guide, and we're the ones who are being guided. You understand? So we still have one more day to ask God everything you want to ask Him. Every day you got one more day to ask Him for correction or leadership or Lord, how am I supposed to handle this? One more day to get it right. That's all we need is one more day. And so if we have the one more day, be grateful that you have the one more day. And that day is today. Listen, seek the Lord while you can find Him today. You better look for Him today, because there's no guarantee you'll be able to find Him tomorrow. Search for the Lord today. All right, listen, we're talking about God loving the world. Now, He told us not to love the world, nor the things in it, you know. But then it turns around and says that He loved the world. Well, I guess there's certain things that He can do that we can't do. Maybe that's it. Maybe there are things that God can do versus things that we can't do. You know, and that's because He's God. He can do those things. See, let's see. We're going to start at St. John chapter 3, verse 16. St. John chapter 3, verse 16. Well, I used to see these verses and stuff at football games all the time. I don't know if they still do it or not. I don't see them on television. I see that they block that out. But yeah, we see little signs, people saying, God so loved the world. John 3:16, you know. I don't know if they do it as much now. I'm sure they do it and then they just keep it from being on there. But here, this is where we're going to start. John 3:16. For this is how God loved the world. Okay. It's going to show how He loved it. He gave His one and only Son so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So this is how He loved them. He loved the world by giving His one and only Son. And so that whoever believes on Him, everyone, that's why I tell you all the time, your sins have been forgiven. But if you don't believe on Him, it's up to you. You still got time today, but I would suggest you move a little faster. You know, these days aren't going to last forever. You know, so for this is how God loved the world. He gave his only son, one and only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish and have everlasting life. So if they believe in him, they will not perish. Your sins have been forgiven, and the only one who took them away was Jesus Christ. And so when I tell people that Jesus is God, they'll say, see, there's two. There's God and then there's his son. Well, no, there's two lives, but it's the same God. The first life is that spirit, the invisible spirit that powers everything. You know, like electricity, you can't see electricity, but it's there and it powers everything. So God, the invisible spirit, he is the one who energizes and powers everything. He does. And so then you have the son, who was the image that he used, because you can't see God. So in order for you to see God, he gave an image for you to see. And he called that image the son. But it's the same power inside the son that has created the world and powers you and let you wake up in the morning, let you breathe. It's the same one. And some people can't conceive that, and that's okay. That's all right. They don't see that, or maybe God hadn't shown it to them yet, and that's fine. You know, maybe I'm not supposed to teach that. Maybe I'm not supposed to show people that, and maybe only God can reveal that. Whatever. But it says here, whoever believed on him will not perish. So the very God that created the world and everything in it came down to save it. Watch this. God sent his son, the image, yes, into the world, not to judge the world. See, the image couldn't judge the world. But the same, that image, he came to save the world through him. See, that image came. So God sent his son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. The sin's been washed away from perfect blood, which came from that very same God. See, our blood was tainted from Adam. See, the blood of Jesus, that blood is a little different than our blood. That blood had no sin in it. See, no sin. And so in order to wash away the sin, his blood had to be applied to us to wash away our sins. And God sees it as, hey, they don't know what they're doing. Ain't that what he said when he died? Hey, they don't know what they're doing. They don't have any idea what they're doing. They're participating in sin because that's the way they were shaping. It was in them. It's living within them. Even the Apostle Paul said it. He says, the things I would do or the things I wouldn't do, I do those things. He said, it's not me, but it's the sin living in me. So people are committing sin because sin lives in them. And so when they decide to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, those sins are washed away. Not the sins and the things that you do. It's the sin that was in you. See, the sin that lives in you is there, right? But God don't count it against you because it didn't come from you. You're just doing what you operate. And like I explained it the other day, if everywhere you walked was mud and dirt, mud and dirt, mud and dirt, and you walked into a place that had no mud and dirt, basically you're going to walk that mud and dirt right in there. Or if you were clean and you walked into a place that was nothing but mud and dirt, no matter what you look, no matter where you look, that mud and dirt is going to be touching you everywhere you touch, every doorknob, every floor, every door, everything. Well, that's sin. See, sin is everywhere. And it was within us from Adam, right? Our father, Adam, it was within us. And God came and took it away. He said he came down to save it. That same world that he loved, us. The world, us. That's us. That's people. That's not necessarily a brown dirt earth, even though we came from the earth, right? So it says he loved the world and he came to save the world. Now, God came to save the world. A lot of times we ignore God. You know, he's doing a good thing for us, but we ignore him. Like we said yesterday, you got to be born again. Might as well start today. Might as well start searching on how you're going to be born again today, or when you're going to be born again, or what is born again, ask Jesus, just like Nicodemus did, and watch him tell you. God did these things and we ignore him. It's not right. But that he loved us, so he did that thing. So here, the verse number 18, watch this. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him is judged already. They're already judged, or already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. You know, if you know the story of a snake where the people did something and the snakes came and bit the people. You know, they went against God or did something, and God sent the snakes out to bite the people. And then all of a sudden, the snake, he had a snake held up in Moses' care, had a snake held up for people to believe on the snake, and then would all the poisons and the sickness would go away. Well, it's the same thing. When we start going through the rules of God, like a snake, it bites us. We're guilty of all of it, right? But then he turns right back around and takes the one that the rules came from and puts him up so you can see him and believe on him, and he washes the sins away, or he takes away the pain that was associated with the laws that you're breaking, or the laws that I'm breaking, or whatever we didn't understand. He takes away the pain from it. He washed it away. God so loved the world. The very one who made the world, loved the world, saved the world. That's what he does. He's a saving God. He's a savior. So even if he has to come down from heaven and put on a body that looks like flesh and blood and save people and take away their sins, he'll do that thing. He'll do it. Just don't ignore him. It's just kind of, it's off-putting when you do stuff like that. You're trying to do something good for people and then they ignore you. Or you're trying to do something good for people to save them, and they turn around and go right back to the thing that they were in. The one thing that you were trying to save them from, they go right back to it. They act like you didn't do or say anything. We understand how that feels. Verse number 19. And the judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than light, for their actions were evil. Their actions were evil, and they would not come near the light because they didn't want their sins to be exposed. Don't be afraid to have your sins exposed by God. He loves us.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.